why there wasn't any women prophet?
Ask Allah. I didn't make prophets.
In fact, I have told this before. The women are a delicate creature as compared to men, and their particular task for which they are created differently from men. In certain regards they are, in most regards you have common factors. But in certain regards definitely your whole machinery, your setup is different from that of men, otherwise there won't be any distinction between male and female. So there are very special responsibilities on ladies which are onerous. And with those you have certain weaknesses as well. I mean, inherent weaknesses and certain delicate features as well. You are more emotional because you have to bring up your children. By nature, compared with men in general, ladies are more sentimental and emotional because soft sentiments were expected of them. Otherwise, they would not be able to tolerate their children and suffer with them. If men, for instance, had to do the same thing, they would much sooner reach a point of nervous breakdown than ladies can because of their excessive love, which is more inclined, out of balance inclined to their children. And these weaknesses, they are strong points in this regard, but can turn into weaknesses when you govern affairs of men. So very rarely you find such ladies as Lady Macbeth, who are totally devoid of sentiments, and some other ladies also, who are sterner than human beings, but then they are tilted on the wrong side too, not situated in the middle. So men are more suited in this regard than ladies to perform those duties. Then for certain periods, you can't even say your prayers. So what would be your position as a prophet? And the hardships which are expected of you, and the suffering alone, and to bear the hostility of the whole people, single-handed, you have to walk out in the streets and face them. And a lady can be molested. A man cannot be molested. So how can a lady be trusted while she can't guard her own honor? Poor thing. Ordinarily, if a few hooligans are around you, you can't guard your honor. But if the whole people are against you, how would they treat you if you claim to be a prophet of God? So, I mean, it's impossible. So Allah is not an unwise thing who would take decisions without any regard to the realities. So there are so many other factors. I mean, you don't have to go into details, but you understand, you should understand.